Hi, this is Jan Gerard, and welcome to All About Redecorating. Every Sunday at 5 p.m., the mission of the show is to inform you, inspire you, and involve you in transforming your surroundings, while at the same time creating a more comfortable, attractive, and functional living space in your personality and style. You can reach me at 401-849-1668. My website is allaboutredecorating.com. So if you have any questions or topics you'd like to have on the show, I'd love to hear from you. The one thing I love about what I do, being an interior designer, is I'm brought into people's homes to resolve their decorating issues. They always say they want comfort in a style that they can call, quote unquote, all their own. People ask me, Jan, you know, what is your style? And I constantly say, it's my clients. Because no matter what the situation is, the principles of how I work are always the same, and I can change hats all day long. And really, it comes down to this. It's not about me. It's about my clients and how they live and how they function. To give you some word pictures here, recently I was meeting with a client who had bought a house and wanted to add on a second floor, again, to fit their needs. And I have to say, when I arrived, what a fabulous spot with beautiful water views. It was just to die for. And again, the house had great potential as well. When I walked in, just again to paint the scenario, it was pretty much gutted and just the framework was up and all the rooms were defined, but none of the walls were up, so it was quite open. As we were reviewing many ideas and putting a plan together, I asked her about her storage needs and what thoughts she had about her closets and the bedrooms and throughout the house, because this was about putting a plan together from ceiling to floor. Well, I could tell by the look on her face, she hadn't even thought of that and was more caught up in other aspects of the house. And sometimes that can be understandable. She said she thought, well, in each closet, she'll just put a rod going across each closet and then she'd deal with it later and felt that's all was needed at this time. And here's an example of having someone like myself and another set of eyes to notice areas that need to be addressed right then and there, especially at the stage the house was in. You know, I find more than not, when people are building a new home or even remodeling, things can get overlooked, especially when they're overwhelmed. And I call this kind of sensory overload, and they certainly are overloaded with all the things they have to make decisions about. But in this situation, the appropriate storage is always an issue for many. And it's much easier and more convenient to do it while the project is being done, rather than later. And if you're in the same situation my client is in or find your existing storage needs are not working for you, you may want to consider bringing in someone who can design just the right plan for you that will optimize any storage area or closets in your home. Because I'm seeing this more and more, I thought it would be a perfect opportunity doing my show to have such a person be on my show this week and to help you resolve your storage needs, because it's all about you, not about me. So my special guest this week is Sophia Meyerzeek from Closets Etc. And welcome, Sophia, and thanks for being on my show this week.
Hi, Jan. Thank you for having me.
Well, I have to say, Sophia, no matter who I talk to, if they're staying in their home or buying a new home, they're always complaining. There's never enough storage for their family, and sometimes they don't even know how to make more of what the space they have, especially these older homes in the area. Do you agree?
You're absolutely right. I mean, that's what we find when we go in as well, is that usually the closets are underutilized.
The bar, like I mentioned in the story, oh, we'll just put a rod going across, especially the ones, the white wire rods that you see. And even with new construction, they just seem to just put a rod, and That's true.
I think that the contractors, unfortunately, the closets sort of get the last look. They're probably out of their budget. And so the simplest thing to put in is the wire or just a rod and a shelf.
Right. And as my client said, hadn't thought about that yet. So, but lots to cover here. But I was curious, how long has Closets Etc. been in business?
Well, the business was started in 1987, and it was specifically in Connecticut. So when I bought the business 2.5 years ago, we expanded it throughout the Northeast.
And just a natural progression coming. Well, you mentioned, I think, one time I talked to you, Rhode Island, Massachusetts.
Right. Yeah, we mostly do Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, but we have gone as far north as New Hampshire and Maine. So it just depends on the project. You know, we are able to do that. It's not something we can do on a weekly basis to run all the way up to Maine, but if it's a big enough project,
we can do that.
Well,
and too, if you have different people maybe in one area, you can, as we all work by geography, hopefully.
Absolutely.
Now, is this a franchise or a privately owned company? Because sometimes people don't really understand the difference, and maybe you can share that with the audience.
Right. No, we are a private company. We're family-owned. We are not involved with a franchise. It just, what we can do is pass along the savings, not being a franchise, to the customer. And we have taken a system where we just integrate the production system with the drawing, and we go straight to a factory, and we don't have any intermediary.
Right, because I think many times I've seen in many different industries, there's so many steps and middle people that's where the cost goes up.
That is where the cost goes up. It also leads to less flexibility, less creativity, because you're locked in to the supplier's inventory.
Right, that's all they have. This is it, and
exactly.
We can't deviate from that.
Exactly.
So it's really less custom.
It is much less custom. And because we're not a franchise, we don't have those other built-in costs. So, you know, our custom, as we say, we take the custom price out of custom closets.
Oh, I like
because,
that.
Because we can actually give you a customized product, which is strictly priced out at our square footage price. There's not an upcharge for having made, say, a drawer that's only 12 inches wide as opposed to the standard 18 or 24.
Okay.
So we can do whatever you need.
Great. And I think today people are just so, just like I mentioned, when you talk to people, and I live in an 1880s house, mm-hmm. and they weren't thinking of closets and the way things, they were wardrobes, things were built in, even bedrooms. It's
right.
So different. So they weren't thinking about how to have something more defined and more custom.
Absolutely.
Now, again, for people that maybe are not aware of you, and sometimes when they're deciding on who to hire, are you licensed and insured?
We are. We're both licensed and insured, so that's not a problem. Our installers are insured as well. We do have our own installers, so we're not subcontracting out. These are two gentlemen who actually were with the company before I bought it, so they have certainly more experience installing than I do, for sure, but I mean they have more experience in the closet business, I'm very, very confident in them.
I think when people are hiring somebody, I don't care what company it is, when they realize that the employees versus subcontracting, because you can lose control sometimes,
mm-hmm.
and that must be a relief for a lot of people saying that under the umbrella of your company, these are people, we all work together,
right.
The team, and know the personalities and so
right,
forth.
Right.
So that's going to be huge.
I mean, it is a team, and they go in with a set of construction drawings. They also know who the designer was. So if they go into the job and something doesn't look exactly right to them, their first course of action is to call the designer. Second one is to call the engineer who's at the factory, and sort things out if there's anything that's, you know, that's out of whack that they didn't expect or somehow was, you know, a mistake.
I was going to mention to you, because I think when you're hiring and looking at a variety of different companies, and we've somewhat kind of answered this, I think, but you can expand on this as far as when people are looking to hire someone like yourself, how do you differentiate from other companies?
Well,
I'm sensing you kind of started to answer this, but...
Right. Well, I mean, the thing is, as I said, one, we have our own factory. So when we're talking about custom, I truly mean custom. It's not that we bring things in from a national supplier and then try to cut them down on the job. Everything comes in pre-done, and our installers simply install. Secondly, you have a designer who has, you know, all the tools available. I can also call up the engineer, find out how something is built properly. Can it be built? Because a lot of times people have something on their mind that they want done, which can't be really built or can't be guaranteed. We obviously want to build something that's buildable, that's going to last, you know, well, forever is a big word, but, you know, for many, many years. So I have that possibility. When you're going through a franchise, typically you don't have that possibility, because this is not somebody who's right next door.
Big difference.
Yeah,
big difference.
It is. And as I said, because we are keeping the price down, because we're not a franchise, we're giving you top quality. Our materials are the same materials as the leader uses. We buy from the same manufacturer of the raw materials. And we can give you this for less because we're just a small company.
And I looking at being more localized, people like to do business with something that's more localized. Nothing to knock a franchise, but there is a difference.
Right. Well, that's what we certainly hope for, and we know that a lot of our customers are really happy because they can call us and we can send our installers, you know, for anything, sometimes additions that they want, you know, another drawer, another whatever, we can go in and we can retrofit.
And it is all about the customer's experience working with a particular company and how they're able to get answers to questions, and if there are issues or problems, the hands-on and I sense that's what you're offering.
Absolutely.
Which makes a big difference.
Absolutely.
When you're putting a plan together and everything has been, the closet or whatever has been designed, are there any warranties that you offer?
We do. We offer a limited lifetime warranty on the product, and if we, and obviously the installation as well, we make sure that everything is free of defects, and we warranty the material and the workmanship for as long as you own your home.
That's fabulous. Fabulous. So that can make a big difference, too, as far as the relief that not only is the product well-made, being able to service, because the servicing is critical, but also the warranty.
Sure.
Because these are all things people need to know to ask, make
they
an
do.
Educated decision.
They absolutely do.
Excellent. When you're dealing with putting plans together and so forth, do you work with builders and homeowners, both? What's been your focus, or maybe you want to expand in other areas more?
Right. We have targeted homeowners through our advertising, but we also go through builders, contractors, architects, designers, decorators like yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So we get a lot of referral business from these various groups. We would like to deal more with contractors. Of course, the economy lately, you know, in the past few years hasn't been totally on our side, so some of the building, you know, just hasn't been going forward. But we do have some relationships, and particularly in Connecticut, where the business has been in existence since 1987, we have a bigger sort of, supply of contractors that we work with.
Definitely. And I think this is a great opportunity to pass the word as far as even developing new relationships.
For sure. We would love that. And we do also commercial work. You know, there are lots of commercial buildings where we can do the interiors of cabinets, even if they're having wood on the outside or whatever. We also do wood and wood veneer, but, you know, some contractors of commercial work have their suppliers already for sort of the exterior cabinetry. We will do the inside work. Yes, this is a great opportunity to develop more relationships.
Well, and I even mentioned, too, that I have someone that has some needs, and even it's not just someone building. They can be buying a home, or even it could be something where they're living and thinking, this isn't working for me. Or maybe they're empty nesting and they want to convert a bedroom into an office. It could go on and on as far as now their life is changing and their needs change. And
sure.
Children become young adults or
right,
whatever.
Right.
So,
I mean, we go into all kinds of buildings, as you said, new, you know, unoccupied, old buildings. A lot of the people who call me in are people who are sort of, at that age where their kids are going off to college, and they are taking one of the children's rooms and converting it into a walk-in closet.
Not to insult the child,
Right, they never had. They didn't have that opportunity, and so they've decided to do that. And certainly, you know, it's better than having three bedrooms sitting empty.
They need to use every space.
Yes, and so we can do that.
Excellent. We have to take a quick break already. How time flies when you're having fun, right?
Sure.
If you've just tuned in, this is All About Redecorating, and my name is Jan Gerard. You can reach me at 401-849-1668, and my website is allaboutredecorating.com. My special guest this week is Sophia Meyerzeek from Closets Etc. You can reach her toll-free at 866-642-1705. Her website is closets-etc.com. And when we come back, more from Closets Etc. Welcome back, and if you've just tuned in, this is All About Redecorating, and my name is Jan Gerard. You can reach me at 401-849-1668, and my website is allaboutredecorating.com. My guest this week is Sophia Meyerzeek from Closets Etc. You can reach her at 401-398-0398 or 866-642-1705, whichever works for you. As we were going to break, we were talking about, again, the whole concept of when you're not very happy with your storage needs and not knowing where to start and what your situation will be. I also thought it'd be important now to ask about the types of building products you work with, because a lot of times people, it's educating people, they have no clue what you work with.
Right. Well, I would say 90% of our customers are using melamine, which is a particle board, which is covered with a thermofoil. We also offer solid wood, wood veneers, and the ventilated wire.
So it really comes down to, is it what their budget is, preference, mixture of both?
Well, or? I would say budget. basically dictates. Although wood is really, melamine is a much easier product actually to live with, because you can just take a damp cloth and a little bit of Windex if necessary and clean the melamine. It's not going to ever need painting if you don't abuse it. It, you know, nothing happens to melamine. It is really a very sort of static product, whereas wood, as we all know, has to be painted periodically, and it is actually heavier, and so it can warp more easily. So, it, you know, there are advantages to the melamine, and so, as I said, mostly that's what we're working with. People whose budgets are, you know, a little bit tighter, we will do, obviously, the ventilated wire and help them out with that. There's just a lot less creativity with ventilated
wire. Yeah, very limited. I was just thinking, too, I had someone from dealing with shades and blinds, and even this part of the area, being near the water, and even dealing with wood blinds or the faux wood, which the faux wood looks just like wood. The warping,
right,
being near the humidity and being near the water has to be a big consideration.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So that's good to know. Dealing with the big buzz out there about products being green and people really gravitating towards that, how green are your products? It sounds like a song. How green is your melamine? How green are your products?
Well, the melamine is actually quite green. It is made out of 75 to 90% of the materials are recycled. So there are no forests being cut down to produce melamine.
Oh, I never knew that. That's right.
Which, you know, which is quite good. We also, the melamine that we purchase conforms to the guidelines set out by the U.S. and as well as California's Air Resources Board, which is one of the strictest in the, or is the strictest in the country, so that the formaldehyde emissions for the product are well below what's dictated by these boards. You know, in terms of totally green, if somebody really wants to eliminate the formaldehyde, there is a new product out there, which is a melamine that does not use any formaldehyde. There is quite an upcharge to that, but certainly we can do that. I think that, you know, people have to recognize that every piece of furniture and so many other things in their home, as soon as you have glue of any sort, you have formaldehyde. So, you know, sort of the concern at some point in the past that, you know, formaldehyde in the melamine was being released and so on. Again, we're well below what the emissions boards have dictated. The melamine producers. But in addition, you have to recognize that there's formaldehyde throughout your home in the glue that's being used for furniture and other things.
I never knew that. I'm really learning a lot today.
Right. So it is, as I said, very green in the sense that we just use byproducts to produce the melamine.
Excellent. Sometimes I've talked to people and we talk about closets being designed, and I guess the word design can look at me and say, oh, it's going to be too expensive. Is that the case? I mean, as far as when they're looking at designing a closet, it doesn't mean always that it's very expensive.
No, it doesn't mean it's very expensive. I have had closets made by, you know, a carpenter. I've had, you know, over the years, our product is much less expensive than if you had a carpenter come in, or usually even your contractor build it for you. They're typically building out of wood, and then they have to paint it and so on. Also, they don't have the expertise to actually design so that you're using every inch of space and using it properly, using it as, you know, it should be used so that you can get everything that you need in there. Is it more expensive than putting a pole up? Of course.
Oh, that's not even.
Right. But it is not something that's a tremendous luxury.
I think it's a misnomer more than anything. And as you mentioned with the contractors, I've never seen a house be totally plumb, or things are just not designed properly as far as having it all even, if that's even the right word. Mm. So I think with the expertise and probably the limitations, not to knock the contractors, but a limitation of what they can do.
Right, right. The other thing is the system that we use gives us flexibility, because we have the holders for our track actually have a possibility of our moving things out within a quarter of an inch. And usually houses aren't that far off. Nothing is really totally square, as you're saying. But at the same time, we have possibilities, and our installers have a ton of experience so that they can make it all happen. So that at the end, when you're looking at this system, it is totally plumb. It looks totally square. It's not as though you're looking at it and you're wondering whether you're in a fun house or, you know, whatever. So I think that you need that experience, and that's what we can provide, whereas, you know, a contractor builds the house.
I mean, and they can do a basic
thing.
They're
not a closet, you know, closet experts.
Yeah, that's going to be a huge difference. Let's say someone has called you in and they want you to come to put a plan together. Do you offer free home consultation? Free home in consultation?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. I mean, what happens is the phone call or the email comes in, and then one of our designers calls, depending on the area. We set up the appointment. When we go in, the most important thing that we do is to measure correctly. I mean, if you don't measure correctly, then everything else, you can put together the most beautiful design. It's just not going to work. We use a state-of-the-art laser tool to measure. We take 3 measurements on every wall so that we have accounted for the little variations in the wall. We're also training our people to take a look, make sure that the walls are even, the corners are square enough so that we can put in, say, a radial corner unit, because if it's not square enough, that's just not going to be designed into that plan. And we tell the customer why. We bring our samples, a catalog, we have a brochure that we leave behind, of course. And during the consultation, aside from the measuring, we have a conversation to find out what the people need and what they want, because there's always an absolute need list and a wish list.
And that a lot.
Yeah, of course, try to get in as much as possible. In an empty home, a brand new home, it's a little bit more difficult. I have to rely on what the people are telling me. When I go into a home where I'm looking at a stocked closet, I can take measurements and make sure that I'm giving them at least what they've got at the moment for hanging, etc. And hopefully exceed it. Because, of course, if somebody brings me in and they've got 60 inches, and at the moment they have one bar in there, and they want drawers, and they want a hamper, and who knows what else, I need to get them 60 inches of hanging, because I don't want to leave them with less than what they currently have, and then try to put in the rest. So, as I said, we have a needs list and a wish list, and try to incorporate all of it if possible.
And you may see something, when I talk about another set of eyes, you may see something that's not even on their radar scope.
Absolutely.
And say, have you thought about this because of the shoes, the hanging, the long pieces? And and that, I think, as I mentioned earlier, people are so overwhelmed. They have no clue. That's they're not an expert in what you do.
Right.
And you can
right.
see something so differently. And your website, by the way, has a great before and after, but also looking at, because people sometimes have a hard time visualizing.
Sure.
And I'm sure there's so many situations that are close to what they want.
Right, right.
So they can look, and it's very simple and easy website to look through.
Good. Well, I'm glad to hear that. When we're done with the consultation, the customer will end up with, could be 3D view if they have a hard time visualizing what I've put together, but at least they get an overview as well as the elevation so that they can sit and have these plans with them and figure out whether indeed they're getting what they need to get.
And when you're going through the process, when I was on your site, I was looking at more, we'll call the intricate things, more decorative moldings and the different, maybe you can share about the different hardware that you provide.
On the melamine end of it, we have 4 solid colors and we have 6 wood grains. Wood veneer, we have 2 wood veneers, and then wood, of course, is unlimited. But as you said, we also have crown molding, which we can use. We can go up to the ceiling if they want. We can drop it down a foot. It's totally up to the customer. We have fancy baseboard. We also have just a simple kick plate if they are going down to the floor. Other things are drawer faces and doors can be, really, it's almost limitless. We've got square raised panel, beveled edge, totally flat, modern, sort of European look, beadboard. We've done glass doors as well. Drawers, obviously not. But, we can use any design, actually, to match. Maybe if the master is off of a bathroom, and they wanted to match the drawer faces that are in the bath, we can do that. We also have, obviously, the knobs and pulls. We have standard ones that we offer, but we can also just take something that the customer wants. Either we can purchase them, the customer can purchase them, and we will install them.
To tie it all in.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
Excellent. How long does, I know this is probably a loaded question, let's say just for basic closet, are you able to give a sense of how long an installation will take, meaning from the ordering to due date? Sounds like a baby coming here. But
no. Yes. I mean, we normally have a 3-week lead time just because we only have our, we stick with our installers because they're very good. We don't want to dilute that. So we typically have a 3-week lead time, which is not unusual for the industry. And our normal installation will take a day. Obviously, if I'm doing every closet in the home, it may be 2 days.
Right.
But we do allow, we're able to tell customer that once we give them the plans and they accept them.
Well, and they would never assume that something could be, if it's that massive, to do it one day.
Correct.
When I'm thinking about when I was on your website, and there are things that I never even thought about, because it sounds like you've expanded over the years, and I know we don't have that much time left, if you can believe it. I was looking at the fact that even within living areas and entertainment areas, it's not just closets.
No.
You do a lot more as far as if it's even an entertainment center or converting a closet into an office space.
We do.
For desk and whatnot.
Absolutely. I mean, we've done entertainment centers. My favorite project probably was a 14-foot long unit that had a sewing station in there, a place for the television and audiovisual equipment, china, as well as a pantry. I've put a desk into a reach-in closet, believe it or not, for a child. We do mudrooms. We do all sorts of things. We can do sports lockers for kids to be able to store things in there, in a tidy way, and their book bags and so on.
I think people wouldn't even realize, they're thinking closets, but even with this one closet this customer I'm thinking of is, and we were talking about the plans, and I was looking at, this could be made into this versus just making it an afterthought.
Right,
and
right.
Especially when you're dealing with how kids are evolving in their rooms, a small closet could be made into where you have a bureau set up if it's a small room, or making it partly in where there's a desk and shelving above. And and it's all, again, about what their needs are and how
they
evolve.
It truly is. And, all we need to do is take a look at the space, and then we can come up with a plan and revise it, obviously, as much as needed.
I think I believe we're running out of time here, and I think it'll be very important for people to go on your website, because they'll get the depth of the products that you offer, and I can't thank you enough for being on the show this week. And if anybody has any questions, they can contact Sophia at 401-398-0398 or toll-free 866-642-1705. Her website is closets-etc.com. And my name again is Jan Gerard. You've been listening to All About Redecorating. You can reach me at 401-849-1668. My website is allaboutredecorating.com. And until next Sunday at 5 p.m., happy redecorating.